Today we continue our meditation while listening to Bach's Mass in B minor. The opening movement yesterday was majestic, complicated with fugues, had a full orchestra and a five-voice choir. By contrast, this second movement, the Christe, calls for only two soprano soloists instead of the full choir and unison violins instead of the full orchestra. The violins will open the movement with what we call a ritornello, that is, music which will be returning throughout the movement. You can easily identify the ritornelli because the soloists are not singing. I suspect that Bach wrote this movement in order to show his potential employer that he was able to write in the more modern operatic style, which was in vogue in the larger Italian cities of that day. Bach used all the violins in unison in order to give their low melody an added richness, a technique Handel liked to use in his many operas and his oratorio, Messiah. Bach's Christe has only two words, Christe eleison, Christ have mercy. So we can expect to hear these words quite often. Sometimes we will hear the soloist simply call out, Christe, Christe, and sometimes they will either repeat, eleison, eleison, have mercy, or they will stretch out the word, eleison, giving it many notes. As we listen to this movement, we can both enjoy the beauty of the music and its steady beat, and also we can find time to pause to meditate on Christ's mercy, which is extended to everyone. Or you might wish to pray through this music. Pray that mercy will be granted to people suffering hardships like poverty, war, migration, hunger, broken relationships, whatever comes to your mind. Christ, have mercy. Thank you.
Jesus.